Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast on this 12th day of April 2021. And I want to talk about something that we touched on during the show a little bit, but it has to do with like a home improvement project or something you're trying to do around the house. At what point do you say, because I know you like to do things on your own. I know you've done a lot of stuff at your house. I like to do stuff like that too. I've done a lot of stuff around here. But at what point do you go, man, I'm not touching that. I got to call in a pro. I got to bring in the professionals.
Well, it depends on how big the project. Start with plumbing and electrical for sure. And that's why I put out the plea for a plumber and an electrician during the Bill and Rookie experience. So I'm not touching any of that to begin with. First of all, electrical, you could kill yourself. And
right.
And B, for plumbing, when it comes to certain things, water is the biggest enemy of homes, right?
Right.
Water and wood. So you can't afford to have a mistake with water, especially behind closed walls, you know, when you seal it all up and you don't know what's going on back there. You have to have it done by a pro, man. Plumbing and electrical. And then it all depends on, you know, I'll give you a prime example. Is, you know, we changed our landscaping last year.
Mm-hmm.
We had rocks, and we were ripping out all the shrubbery, and we had rocks, and we were putting in new plants, and we were going to go with wood chips.
Mm-hmm.
And we started mulch, and we decided to start trying to take out the rocks by ourselves. And, you know, putting the plants in and ripping plants out and putting plants in isn't a big deal. But we started trying to take out the rocks by ourselves. And, you know, 2 hours in, you go, I haven't even made a dent in this thing yet. Like one wheelbarrow full of rocks. And I'm looking at all the rocks I got to get out of here. And I just threw up the white flag and said, that's when I called Dane from Eco Valley Landscaping in Appleton. Shout out to Dane and the crew there. And I said, forget about it.
Yeah, I understand that, too. I did that here, although I didn't call anybody. I ended up doing it. Myself, but yeah, digging up rocks like that. But to me, I like doing those kind of projects. I like, you know, I worked in construction for about a year and a half and learned a whole lot about. We did interior stuff, trim and all that kind of stuff. In fact, the entire year and a half that I worked for this guy, we worked on the same house. It's a huge, like 9,000 square foot house down in South Carolina. And we did all the interior and exterior trim. But I learned a whole ton from this guy. So, like crown molding and all that kind of stuff. So I feel comfortable doing that. But the thing is, you got to have the right tools. That's what it's all about. You
got
to have the
part.
Right tools to do the job. And I just don't have enough tools
right
now to do a lot of this stuff. I did do a first ever tiling job. I've never tiled before, but I did a little small tiling project here at home, and it went okay, so I'm not too worried about trying to do another one of those. But I'm trying to think about what I can do with my kitchen floor, and tiling is one of the things that I'd like to put tile down there. I'd like to do it myself, but that would be a pretty big project, and I'm not sure I'm willing to take that on this time. But especially when I look at the spare bedroom that I have that I haven't done anything with since I moved in, and that's got to be my next project, I think.
That's funny that you bring up tiling, because I did a small tiling project. I did a fireplace hearth many, many years ago, just a small tiling project, and it was tedious. It was and I bought the tabletop wet saw and all this stuff. And I did it, and I had some satisfaction, but it was kind of backbreaking, tedious. I will never do another tiling project. When we retiled our master bathroom, which isn't very big, I had that one done.
Did you?
Yeah, I called in the pro on that. I would not tackle another tiling project as long as I live. I'm becoming semi-professional at putting in hardwood flooring, though. I've done my kitchen, my living room, and our what we call the piano room. I've put three in our bedroom. Two of them were floating floors, the kitchen and the bedroom, and I glued every piece in the kitchen, though. Put wood glue in between every one, and I did not do that in the bedroom, just snapped that together. But the living room and the piano room were nailed down with the hammer and the nailing gun. With the big that you slide along, you pow, and So sure. I've done it all with that. That's true hardwood. That's 3/4 inch thick or what have you.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But now I want to rip those ones up and put the flooring in that I have in the kitchen to match the rest of the lower level. But I'm very comfortable doing wood flooring, and I'm going to get my first crack at vinyl tile, luxury vinyl tile, or luxury vinyl strips, planks, I should say, because that's what we're putting up in the kids' bathroom. That's what I'm doing right
now.
Yeah,
that's what I did in my bathroom, too. Not too hard to work with. Pretty easy, actually.
The waterproof stuff.
Right, exactly. The worst part was my floor is so small in there that hardly any of the pieces were full length. I had to cut almost all of them.
Sure.
There was probably at least 50% of them I had to cut in some way. So that was a little bit tough. And then I didn't have the right tools at the time. I was using a hacksaw, and it just didn't work as well.
I know. But you're right, though. Having the proper tools is everything. And I really don't have the proper tools for most of the stuff. And, you know, it was kind of funny when I was ripping... Forget what I was doing up in the bathroom, and I came down to something. You know, you make about six, it's up on the second floor, you make about 6 trips up and down trying to get something done. And I told Mrs. Rookie, I said, well, you know, what an amateur takes an hour to do, it takes a pro 15 minutes. You know, somebody that had the proper tools and knew what they were doing. But we're getting there.
Up in the right area and all that good stuff.
Yeah, but at the end, two things about doing it yourself, though. You save a lot of money, and B, there's a little extra pride in it when you do it on your own.
Without a doubt. The satisfaction.
Yeah.
I did that. There's no question about that.
There is one other thing I did. I have hired out, and that's the fertilizing of my lawn.
Mm.
And I did that because I did the math of what it would take for me to go and... By the Scott program and all that.
Uh-huh.
It's like $100 more to have somebody come out and do it. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm on board with that.
My neighbor across the street, the Porch Pirate.
Yeah.
He's got this like workshop set up in his garage. He's got a table saw in there. I can see him. He's out there cutting stuff. I'm like, man, I'd like to.
Yeah.
I want to give me a table saw. I want a chop saw.
But is he really making anything, or is he just out there acting like he's just cutting?
I don't know.
He's just out there cutting things.
I don't know what he's making.
That'd be a way.
He's just cutting stuff.
Neighbor comes over. What are you doing? Nothing. Just cutting stuff.
Yeah. Just got some wood here. I'm cutting it down.
Yeah.
Ripping some plywood. Okay. I'm envious, though. I need to get... And I was talking to my neighbor the other day. He's like a mechanic. He's like, man, I got tools forever. I'm like, you got a chop saw? He's like, yeah, I got one. I'm like, I might have to borrow that from him. He's like, no problem, man. Anytime you need something, let me know. I'm right on. So I might have some... Because I still want to do some, like, crown molding and that kind of thing, but I don't have the proper tools yet. So I keep looking to buy one of those, but the stuff's expensive.
Yeah, it is, man.
So... But I'm hoping, you know, if I do get one, that, you know, just gotta, you can't, that's the thing, you can't just buy one tool for one project, you know?
No, you
gotta
can't.
Make sure that they're gonna invest that money into a tool that's gonna be useful for a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think. I'm gonna make all kinds of things. Yeah,
for sure.
Use it once and then you're done.
Let me ask you this, talking about tools and stuff, like when you paint, and I know you've done a lot of painting of the house, and you're done for a while. When you paint, do you save your rollers and your brushes, or what do you do?
Well, it depends. I mean, if I'll use it for the project probably, because they're cheap enough where you can toss them.
Exactly, that's what I do.
Brushes. I do have some brushes that I've used that I. Because I used to paint, too, back when I was in high school. That's what I did in the summertime to make some money. And I used to have to clean my brushes and rollers every day at the end of the day. And then we'd use them again the next day. And we did that all summer. And I was in charge because I was the low man on the totem pole. I was in charge of cleaning everybody's stuff.
Oh, that sucks.
So we had like 5 or 6 or 7 guys on our crew, whatever. And every night I had to clean the rollers and the brushes. So I'm no stranger to doing that. But, yeah, it gets to a point where I'm like, what the heck, I'll just get a new one.
That's what I do. I do have brushes. I clean out the brushes. I keep the brushes. But, like, the rollers, you just go buy a 3-pack for your project.
Exactly.
And what I did do, though, is I also bought one, and it was off of Shark Tank, somebody came on and they have the clip, the roller that goes over your roller that you put in and you snap it shut, and it keeps the paint moist on your roller for coming back later in the day or putting on that second coat. And they have those for paint brushes as well. I don't know if you ever recall seeing those on Shark Tank. So I did buy one of those for my roller. So like when I painted over the weekend, I painted the first coat and then snapped the roller, left it on the roller and snapped it in and left it in there for like 5 hours. I went back later in the afternoon, middle of the afternoon. I got up early Saturday and did the first coat. And then 5-6 hours later, middle of the afternoon, I went back and did the second coat. But then I just took the roller when I was done rolled, pulled it off, right in the trash.
I've always used you can use aluminum foil or saran wrap, put around that to keep it moist too.
Yeah.
Or you take a brush. Here's a nice trick. You take a brush, if you have a paintbrush that you want to reuse that's still, you just want to set it down for a while, you take a Ziploc bag, you poke a little hole in the bottom of it, and you slide the handle of the brush through the Ziploc, and then you put it into the bag and then seal it up.
Yeah.
It creates a nice seal, keeps it nice and moist. You pull that sucker out, you're ready to roll.
Yeah. A lot easier with the thing from Shark Tank, though.
All right. Well, good luck on the rest of your project. I know it's tedious, but it's fun, and you'll be satisfied when it's all through.
And good luck on your next project.
Yeah, and I'll be tapping into your expertise, perhaps, on that floor.
Yeah. I love doing that.
Kurtberger awaits.
Absolutely.
Like that.
I'd help you. Right. I went and helped Toby do his floor.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, when I finally make a decision on what I want to do.
If it's tiling, no, I'm out.
You'll be the first. You'll be the first to know. All right, and so will you, Fan Nation, because we'll talk about it on the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.